Blog Talk Radio.
And he won't prosper, no, 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 no. It won't work. Say no weapon. If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon formed against your home. No weapon formed against your children. Say,
it won't work. No weapon.
There's a same one.
Saved by his stripes, I can heal.
There's a same one.
The Lord like you're crazy. Let me tell you why. Because see, while you're clapping your hands and the devil is wreaking havoc in your home, this confuses the enemy. That's because you're not praising him because what's going on. You praise him because you know the outcome is you win. You win because your heavenly Father is getting ready to jump up in this.
Morning glory prayer this morning. I'm your host, Apostle Beth Tina Williams, and truly we thank God for the opportunity to come together on one accord and pray and intercede in the name of Jesus to see the will of God be made manifest and happen in your life, in our lives, in our families, in our nation, our churches, in our communities. We want to see the glory of God revealed, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. So we thank God for the power and the authority of his word. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59 and verse 19, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And then 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14 through 16 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I want to encourage you to connect with someone and let them know that we are live on the broadcast right now in Morning Glory Prayer. Text them, share it with them on your social network sites of Facebook and Twitter or what have you. You can do that directly from our blogtalkradio.com/menletstalkradio page. Our broadcasts are also uploaded to our ministry website at empoweringlife.com after they are completed. So you can feel free to visit our ministry website at www.empoweringlife.com. That's empoweringlife.com. And go to our radio page, our broadcast page, and be blessed by the broadcast time and time again. Broadcast information is also contained on the homepage of the website. And again, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast this morning. Praise God. You know, it's so important for us to understand and comprehend the importance of prayer, the importance of intercession. I'm just mindful of Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30, where he said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. In other words, God is looking for those that will make up the difference in prayer. I'm reminded even of Isaiah 59 and verse 16. It says, and he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. God is looking for those that will make up the difference, those that will make up the hedge and stand in the gap on behalf of the land. You know, it's time for us to really take prayer seriously and understand and comprehend the importance of prayer and intercession, and also understand the difference that prayer and intercession makes. God desires to have people of God, people that believe his word, to rise up and to stand, to have an attitude of perseverance, to stand against every work of darkness so that the enemy cannot wreak havoc in our lives, families, our homes, our cities and communities, in our churches, our nations. And it's important for the people of God to take responsibility, to take the responsibility he's given us as his people, to call upon the name of the Lord so that his presence and his power and his anointing and his word can intervene and make up the difference and deliver, bring great deliverance and change to our lives and our communities and our churches and our nations and families. With the presence of God makes a big difference. And when people of God pray, it changes things. When people of God pray, it causes situations to be changed for the better. It changes atmospheres and climates, and it causes the will of God to be performed in our nation, in our government and political systems, in our educational systems and schools, in our churches, and even in the lives of our family members, our sons and daughters, our marriages, our finances, even in your physical health and well-being. When we pray, there's an anointing that is released. The power of God is released. The presence of God, he begins to move and minister and bring great deliverance in the lives of the people, in the lives of all of his people, as we stand in the gap, as we make up the hedge. And you know, this is one thing about it. The enemy, the wicked one, he wants and desires for you to get tired and back off and give up and quit praying. He wants for you to retreat. And he wants to gain the victory over you. He wants to destroy you, because John chapter 10 verse 10 says the thief cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So the enemy wants to gain the advantage over you. But then I'm reminded of the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, it is so powerful. Praise God. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11 says, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much so to shrink from death. And it's talking about how the people of God have the greater advantage and authority over the devil, over our adversary, over the accuser of the brethren, over the wicked one, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Why? Because we know that there is power in the blood of Jesus, and there is, and it has effect against the enemy. So we employ the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus over and against every satanic, demonic, and malevolent attack and plan and trap and scheme against your life, against your family, against your marriage, against ministry, against the nation. We apply the powerful, anointed blood of Jesus. We invoke the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ over and against it, that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper, according to the book of Isaiah. We stand upon the word of God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to invoke blood of Jesus over your family each and every day. Invoke the power of the blood of Jesus over your pastor, over your church, over your life, over the nation. Because when the people of God begin to pray and cry out unto him, he will answer. He will intervene. God is so awesome. He said in the book of Isaiah 55 and verse 6, he said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Then in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, it says, "But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul." In other words, you must put a demand on the presence, the power, the authority, and the word of God. And when you seek the Lord, when you inquire of him, when you pray unto him, when you earnestly from all of your heart desire and require and put a demand on God's presence, he will show up and he will manifest his glory and his power and make a difference in your life. As we pray, we can shift and turn the direction of events. The intercessor is the most powerful, my God. The intercessor is the most powerful person and voice in the kingdom of heaven on earth. Why? Because the intercessor is one that bursts forth and brings forth as a conduit the very purposes and heart, mind, and will of God to pass in the earth realm. It's not enough to teach the word. It's not enough to preach the word unto people, but it's very important. It is essential for us to have a conversation with God. It is so important for us to talk to God and then wait on him. It's important for us to talk to our God in heaven, who gives us each and every day our provision, our direction. It's very important for us to commune with him on a daily basis so that he can minister back unto us and so that he can intervene and release his glory and power and will in the earth realm. It's important for us to require God's divine intervention in human affairs, in governmental affairs and political affairs, in our family affairs and marital affairs, in our financial affairs, in our ministry affairs, in our community affairs. It's important for us to acknowledge him in all of our ways so that he can direct and make our path straight. I believe this with all of my heart, that any Christian who fails to pray is a powerless Christian. I believe any Christian that fails to pray and any Christian that neglects the salvation and the blessing and the gift of prayer is a person that has forfeited the right to call themselves a child of God. Why do I say that? Because how can you say you are something that you do not practice? How can you say that you love a God that you never talk to? How can you say I am of him when you don't know him? How can you say I represent him when he doesn't know you or ever see your face or hear your voice? See, we have to take this kind of relationship and call to prayer very seriously, because prayer is birthed out of relationship with God. Our communion with God is our link. Our communion with God is the very heartbeat of our relationship with him. It's saying, Lord, I love you. It's saying, God, I have a passion for you. It's saying, God, my heart follows hard after thee. My soul thirsts for you. It's saying, God, I know that you're real. And God, I know and believe with all my heart that you are a rewarder of him that diligently seeks you, according to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. So therefore, I will come boldly unto the throne of grace that I may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need, even as an intercessor, one who goes before God on behalf of another, one who seeks the heart of God and the divine intervention of God on the behalf of others, one who will dare to stand before the throne of grace and invoke the power of the blood of Jesus over and against every demonic attack against the nation, against the family, against the lives of God's people, in the name of Jesus, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This morning, I am just so on fire about this, because I can see, and I believe every one of us who are observant at all and who are conscious of the affairs and issues and kind of circumstances that are transpiring and occurring throughout our nation and our communities can see what's happening, understand even that our government and our nation is in turmoil and fighting and having to wrestle with issues economically, wrestle with issues educationally, wrestling with issues of direction for the nation, all of these agendas and things that are set before us as a nation. If the people of God, I'm going to say it like this, when the people of God arise in prayer, when the people of God stand up and take our place and fulfill our calling in God to pray and to seek his face and to turn from sin and to begin to acknowledge him and call him to say, God, we need your presence here. We need your power to be released. We need to see your glory manifested in our nation. I believe we have been given a very powerful gift from God to pray, and I believe that we will see a tremendous change occur. The people of God have power. We have the power of agreement, the power of unity. One can chase 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to flight, and we know that Matthew chapter 18 tells us that if two or more of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven, in Matthew 18 and verse 19, because he inhabits the midst. According to verse 20, he said, where there are two or more gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. But the enemy doesn't want you to pray. The enemy doesn't want or desire for the people of God to come together. That's why he wages war. That's why he fights the church. That's why he fights you so hard. That's why he tries to throw your equilibrium off. That's why he tries to uses distractions, that he hurls fiery darts at the righteous, because he wants for you to surrender. He wants for you to retreat. He wants for you to be weakened. He wants for you to forego the power, the authority, the grace that God has given you to come before the throne, so that he can defeat you and he can defeat the righteous cause of God in your life. But not so. It won't happen because we're standing, because we will fulfill the purpose of God. I'm mindful of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 20. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And brethren is not gender specific. It's talking about those who are family in God, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, those that are saved, those that are sanctified, those that are filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of God. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. In other words, the natural realm that we see is not where the battle originates from. we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In other words, the spirit realm is the causal realm, and the things that you see transpiring and being orchestrated and occurring, the events that you see happening in the natural realm are a result of a higher dimension and a higher realm. And so we have to comprehend the warfare. We have to comprehend the work of the enemy. We have to comprehend our adversary. We have to comprehend the battle and the war. We have to comprehend our assignment and our calling in this battle, because we need to understand that we have a worthy opponent, and he's out to destroy. He's out to kill and to steal and to destroy. So the Bible goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 6, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And this is very important, because when we talk about an intercessor, one that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap, to stand is somebody that will endure, somebody that will take a stand, someone that will have a standing attitude, somebody that will rise up, somebody that will rise to the occasion and step up to the plate and take on that responsibility, and that will make the difference. And so God is seeking for those that have that kind of mindset, that kind of mindset that will stand and say, I will stand, I will take my stand, and I will have a standing and enduring attitude. I will rise up in the Holy Ghost. I will rise up and stand upon the promises and the authority of God's word against every demonic principality, because I have the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus upon my life, and I'm anointed for this. God has chosen me. God has called me to intercede, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And I humble myself under the mighty hand of God so that his glory can be revealed as I pray, because I know that my God is with me. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So I'm standing in the authority of God's word. I'm standing in the power and the authority of his name. I'm standing in the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus. I'm standing because I know who my God is. I am an intercessor. I know who I am, and I know and comprehend my assignment, so that no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment I condemn, because I'm standing on his word. So the Bible goes on to tell us that to take on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. When is the evil day? It's the time when the enemy will come to try to destroy you, will come to destroy nations, come to destroy your family, come to destroy your future, come to destroy your ministry. It's that time when the enemy comes to ensnare you. It's that time when the enemy has come to wreak havoc. But when you put on the whole armor of God, he has no chance. When you stand in the power and the authority of God, he cannot prosper or stand or take root. When you stand in the power and the authority of God, God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? And that's one thing about having God on your side. One thing about having the Most High God. Oh, my God. Having Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the hosts of the armies of heaven on your side. It's something about having Jesus Christ standing, Jesus Christ moving, the Holy Ghost moving in your behalf. What can the devil do with God? There is no comparison between God and the devil. He's an unemployed cherub. He is a fallen angel, and he doesn't have an inkling and a hint of power and authority. somebody against the God that we serve, because it's in him that we live and move and have our existence and our being. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6 that God has made us to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and that's according to the word of God, that we have ranking power and ranking dominion and authority over the wicked one. So we are not beating against a wall, and we're not coming against something or something or somebody that has greater advantage over us. No, no, sir, no, ma'am. But the power of God and the position that God has given us has superseding and ranking authority. We have been given dominion, authority, and royal rule over the wicked one. We have jurisdictional, governmental authority in heaven over him, so that we can trample on serpents and scorpions, according to Luke 10 and 19, and over all the power, mechanisms, cunning craftiness, snares, and plots and schemes of the wicked one, and nothing shall by any means hurt you or hurt us in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We're standing upon the rock called Christ, the anointed one and his anointed. Our faith is built on nothing less, that old hymn says, on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We're standing on the word of God. We're standing in the name of Jesus, just like David said in the book of 1 Samuel. Praise God. He said, look, he said, is there not a cause? He said, is there not a cause? In 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 29, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason? Is there not a purpose to stand? Think about your family. Think about where you would be without prayer. Think about your church. Think about the nation. Think about your personal walk with God. Where would you be without prayer? The enemy would destroy you for sure. He would destroy. But when we stand in the name of Jesus, when we stand by the blood of Jesus, when we stand upon the word of God and invoke the authority of God's word from our position of authority, oh, from our position of rule and ranking power over the enemy, then he cannot prosper and he cannot stand. This is very important, because we need to fight the good fight of faith. We got to stand and keep on standing. We don't want our faith and our love for God and our fervency to grow cold, but we want to stand in the power of his might, undefeated as champions, as warriors, because prayer makes the difference and prayer will change things. Let us go before the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for the power and authority of your word. We thank you how you've given us the blood, the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, who is our soon coming King. We thank you right now for the power and the authority in the blood of Jesus to destroy every yoke and remove every burden. Father God, we come before your throne of grace with great confidence. We come before your throne of grace boldly, Lord God. We know that you've given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You've given us the spiritual weaponry, Father God, to enforce and exact your word and your covenant promises over and against every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, to bind up and to subdue principalities and powers. So we invoke the authority of the blood of Jesus, and we invoke the authority and the power of the word of God over and against against every diabolical, satanic, and malevolent attack against us, against our families, against our churches and ministries, against our communities, against our nation, God. In the name of Jesus, we come in the name of the Lord of hosts. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you now. We bind you up in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you for the authority you've given us, because you said, oh God, that two, if two or more shall come together and agree, Lord God, you would do that thing. You said, Lord God, that whatsoever things we shall bind on earth, they shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever things we shall loose on earth, it shall be loosed. It shall be loosed in heaven. So, Lord God, we come knowing your word. We come with great confidence and faith in your word, because we know you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And we ask you, Lord God, to dispatch angels, dispatch ministering angels, oh God, as we intercede and as we pray today. Father, as we come into unity and the power of agreement, Father God, seeking your faith, dispatch ministering angels, oh God, to go to the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father God, to manifest your will, manifest your purposes, manifest your plan and your original intent for our lives in every place, for our churches, our children, our community, our families, our future, our nation, our leaders, God. Manifest your power, God. Manifest your glory, God. We pray right now that you will sit enthroned over our lives and over our communities, Jesus, that you will reign supreme, oh God, over our nation, oh God, over our nation's leaders, God. We pray right now for the blood of Jesus to cover, the blood of Jesus, Lord God, to cleanse, the blood of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, to be poured out, oh God, over our nation, God, to deliver and save to the uttermost, until men's hearts cry out, Father God, unto you for salvation and deliverance, God. Father God, you told us in your word to seek your face while you may be found, to call upon you while you are near. Lord God, we're seeking your face, oh God. We're calling upon your name, Father God. We want your presence, oh God. We're passionate for you, oh God. We need to see your glory, God. We need your divine intervention in our nation, God. We need your divine intervention in our families, God, in our churches, God. We are coming before your throne of grace, oh God, calling upon the name of Jesus, turning from our sins, oh God, repenting of our sins before you, a holy God, asking you to cleanse my heart, cleanse my mind, cleanse my spirit, God. Cleanse us and make us clean, make us pure, make us white as snow, God. Wash us with the blood of Jesus, creating us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us. Uphold us by thy free spirit, and with the right hand of your righteousness, God. Then we will be able to praise you in purity. Then we'll be able to praise you in righteousness. Then we'll be able to lift up holy hands unto you as we stand in the gap and we make up the hedge, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your power. We thank you, oh God, for the privileges you've given us. We praise you for the divine benefits that you've given us and the promises of your covenant agreement with us through your word, oh God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you will move by your spirit, oh God, across the land like never before, oh God, as we see sin running rampant. Father, as we see perversion running rampant, as we see, oh God, deception running rampant, as men's hearts have grown cold, Father God, because sin has abound, we pray right now for your divine intervention. We pray for the Holy Ghost to move beyond measure in our cities, God, in our churches, God, in our communities, God, that men's hearts will be restored to the fear of the Lord, that men's hearts will turn back to you, that whole families will be restored back unto you, that men's hearts and souls will come out of darkness into your marvelous light, that those that are in the valley of decision will be drawn, that you would draw them by your Spirit, God. Draw them. Draw our loved ones. Draw our family members who are unsaved, God, to the throne of your grace, that they might be saved, that they might be healed and restored and delivered. God, we ask you to stretch forth your hand to heal and let signs and wonders be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those that are impoverished, those that are struggling financially, those that are stressed and challenged and facing difficulties. We pray for their deliverance, God, that you will move by your Spirit, God, that they will look unto you, God, that they will look unto the hills from which come their help, knowing that their source of help and their supply comes from the everlasting Father, from eternal God. That's who you are, Father God, knowing that their help comes from the hills, oh God, that comes from the throne of God. We pray that you will help, God, that you will deliver, God, that you will minister to those, oh God, that are oppressed of the enemy, those that are struggling in their lives financially, God, that you will give them divine release, that you will move in their favor, God, that they will experience and see the divine intervention of God, that every yoke will be destroyed and every burden will be removed in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that you will call the kingdom businesses to arise, kingdom visionaries to arise, men and women of faith, oh God, who shall do great exploits, who will affect change in our communities and in our nation financially, God, and economically, God. I pray that you will bless and prosper the work of their hands. I pray for Cyrus anointing to come upon the lives of your people like never before, God, that you will cause, Lord God, divine connections, God, divine relationships, Father, to come to pass exceeding and abundantly beyond all we can ask, think, or imagine, that you will position your people in power financially, Lord God, because you said wisdom is a defense, and you said money is a defense, and Lord God, you said, oh God, in your word, Father God, that the destruction of the poor is their poverty. You said, Lord God, an unjust balance is an abomination with the Lord. Father, you said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Father God, you said it is I that give you the power to get wealth, that I may establish my covenant, which I promised unto your fathers. God, I pray right now for a major shift in the financial arena. I pray for a major shift economically, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, around the world and globally here in America. I pray for a major shift, God, that you will cause, Lord God, the wealth of the wicked to come into the hands of the righteous. I pray, God, for an end time wealth anointing. I pray for wealth acquisition. I pray for kingdom finances. And Father God, I pray for those that are mindful of the kingdom of God, because you said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we invoke the authority of your word, that as we seek first your kingdom and its righteousness, Lord, that you will lift every burden, that you will bless your people, that you will bring your people into seasons of refreshing, into joy unspeakable and full of glory, that you will bring your people into your latter rain glory. Father God, I thank you right now for rebuking the devourer for our sakes. We thank you right now for doing it exceeding and abundantly beyond all we can ask, think, or imagine, because greater are you, God, Jehovah God, the living God, who raises us than he that's in the world. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for kingdom underwriters. I pray right now for wealth distributors. I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would do it by your Spirit, and we give you the glory. We give you the honor. honor and the praise, Father God, so that souls are saved, that lives are changed, and minds are healed, and lives are restored unto the original purpose and intent of God through the preaching and through the teaching of the gospel of the kingdom. Father God, we pray for leaders. We pray for Christian leaders and pastors and apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and missionaries. We pray for those, oh God, who are serving your calling and your purpose upon their lives. We pray for those that have been chosen by you, oh God, to speak the word of God, to preach and herald the word of God. Father, that you would give them a timely word, that you would give them to speak your word with all boldness, oh God, with great courage, oh God, just like David when it came against the giant Goliath, when it came against the Philistine, Father, who railed against your kingdom. Father God, he said, is there not a cause? I pray, God, that you will put your hand on your servants and that you will turn their hearts in the direction that you ordained in this hour, that your servants, oh God, will not pacify the people, that your servants, oh God, would not slightly heal your people, but that your servants would deliver your word in spirit and in truth, that your word shall go forth unadulterated, that your word will go forth, oh God, in the fullness of its power and authority to bring forth change, to interrupt demonic cycles, to change systems, God, to bring forth your perfect will, your heart and your mind to bear in the cities, in the nations, in the lives of all the people, God. I pray that you will raise up end time kingdom ambassadors, apostles of God, who will affect nations, who will affect millions, who will affect strategically national leaders. Father, anoint their minds with the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation and the knowledge of you. I pray that you will open up the eyes of your people like never before to comprehend the high call of God in Christ Jesus, that you never called us just to go to church, but you called us to be the church and to be the temple of the Holy Ghost. Father God, to be kingdom citizens, to be kingdom minded, and to take territories for the glory and the kingdom of our God, until the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, that you shall rule, God, that you shall reign, O God, in the earth realm through the church, the ecclesia, the governmental body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up the eyes of the understanding of your people, Father God, to comprehend the assignment, to comprehend the power of prayer, to understand their role, and to take their responsibility seriously, O God, to serve you, God, to call upon you, to seek you while you may be found, because there is a day, God, when you will not be found, Father God, because it is certain that at death and judgment the door shall be shut, and you called on us to seek you, Lord God, without delay, God, to seek you, O God, before the opportunity passed, to seek you, O God, because your spirit will not always chide. You will not always strive with man, nor will you keep your anger forever, according to Psalm 103 and verse 9. Father God, we are here, God, in the spirit of unity. We are here, God, on one accord. We are here, God, seeking your face, oh God, that you will heal the land, that you will heal our families, that you will heal our churches and heal our communities, that you will heal our nation, that you will intervene, oh God. Father God, we have a heart, we have a will, we have a mind to serve you, oh God. Thank you for working within us both to will and to do according to your good pleasure. We pray, oh God, for such an urgency, Father God, for such a praying and interceding spirit people like never before, because you said, I am coming and I am returning for a bride without spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing. Lord God, you said, be ye holy even as I am holy. Father God, we cannot compromise with the world. We cannot, Lord God, forsake your word, oh God, to fit in with the flow and the sway and the pattern of the world. But you said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Father God, right now we embrace the identity of Christ. We embrace our identity with you as a holy God, that we are a holy nation. We are a royal priesthood, and you've chosen us and you've called us out of darkness to walk in your marvelous light. God, we pray right now for our children. We pray for those that are going to college, those that are going to high school, junior high, elementary and primary schools, those that are in daycare centers, even the babies in the womb. We pray for our sons and our daughters, that you will cover their lives and cover their minds with the blood of Jesus, that they be the head and not the tail, above on it and not beneath, blessed and not cursed. We pray for your divine protection over them as they go to school, as they come home from school, as they're in the school buildings, in the classrooms, on the school campuses. We pray that angels be assigned to our children to protect them, oh God, in their going in and their coming out. Bless them, Lord God. Bless them with divine comprehension and wisdom above their peers. Give them your grace beyond measure to fulfill your purpose for their lives. Father God, to fulfill your destiny for their lives, oh God. We pray for them today. We seal it by the blood. We seal it by the Holy Spirit. We seal it by the word of God in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that our children, all of our children, shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of them. And we thank you for giving us the victory and all these things, because we know, God, that we're walking in the Spirit and we're following after the Spirit. And therefore, God, we claim the victory. We claim the victory. We claim the victory and triumph in Christ Jesus, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are blessed and not cursed. We are the priests of our God. We are the repairers of the breach. We are intercessors and end time prayer warriors. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and we have overcome the wicked one by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I decree and I declare the victory over your life. I decree and declare the victory over your family. I decree and declare the victory over your finances. I decree and declare the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ over your future, that you have a future and a hope in God. Say that with me. I have a future and a hope in God. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. I am blessed and not cursed, and I shall be a blessing in my generation for the exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him glory, people of God. Exalt his holy name and praise him. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. We're giving him the glory. We're giving him the honor and the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for keeping our minds. Thank you for keeping our families. Thank you for keeping us in Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that we're found in you, and we shall be found doing your will. We shall be found occupying and serving you until you come, unmovable in all of ways, abounding in the word and the work of the Lord. In Jesus' name, give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. He's worthy today. I want to encourage you to praise him all day long. Fellowship with Jesus, have koinonia, sweet fellowship and communion with the Lord all day long. Serve the Lord with gladness. Praise him and bless his name. People of God, it's our time to arise and shine, for thy light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Again, I want to encourage you to share this broadcast on your social network sites. Praise the Lord. You can do so by clicking the share button on the blogtalkradio.com/Men Let's Talk Radio page. Share the broadcast as a blessing to your friends and your families on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Praise the Lord. Visit our ministry website at www.empoweringlives.com. Again, that's empoweringlives.com, empoweringlives.com. Connect up with me on Facebook. Amen. We post encouraging and uplifting statements of faith every day for your edification. So connect with me on Facebook as well. And praise God, we want to encourage you to sow a seed and make a financial contribution into the ministry here at Empowering Lives International. Praise God, we comprehend the importance of seed because it helps us to serve the Lord. It helps us to promote the gospel of the kingdom. It helps us to do greater works. It helps us to accomplish the mission, the calling, and the purpose of God. Visit our website at Empowering Lives. See what God has called and ordained for us to do. If you've never been to the website or if you seldom visit, we encourage you to go to empoweringlives.com website today, do it today. Sow your seed and look and see what God is doing through this ministry. We are affecting the world for the Lord Jesus Christ and the exaltation of his name and his kingdom. We love you. Praise God. We want to send you away with this awesome song of praise unto God. God bless you.